This past hurricane season was one of the most devastating ones, not only in Florida, but the whole nation. Ken Graham is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
So many people across the country were impacted by these storms. Look at this, seventh most active season, most hurricanes since 2005, a record three category four landfalls.
Year after year, Florida emergency management officials as well as other officials warn Floridians to be alert and be prepared. While she is a state representative, Jeanette Nunez of Miami says she was guilty of not doing that.
As a native Floridian, I'm no stranger to hurricanes, but like many in our state, had grown somewhat complacent to the ever-growing warnings that we receive and then certainly seeing hurricanes sort of drift off into the coast.
But after the impact of Hurricanes Hermine, Maria, and Irma in the last couple years, Nunez says she saw the value of being prepared, especially last year with Irma.
So I myself had a tremendous learning experience sitting with so many local emergency managers, mayors, city managers, and folks on the ground. And certainly I met with individuals in Monroe County, in Lee, Collier, Flagler, St. John's. I met with our farmers, our citrus growers. I met with our industries, our stakeholders, with the electric utilities. So it really was a comprehensive approach to educate myself, but also to make sure that we had ample information and that we had the tools necessary to do our job as committee members.
As chair of the House Select Committee on Hurricane Response and Preparedness, Nunez spoke to a group of stakeholders at the 32nd Annual Governor's Hurricane Conference. Her committee held a series of meetings for the 2018 legislative session to assess the role the state played in making sure Floridians were prepared.
Everything from vulnerable populations, evacuations, fuel supplies, debris removal, you name it, we talked about it. And it was a miracle that we were able to get through all of those topics within the time allotted.
Among the top priorities of our committee was trying to address the failures that led up to the 12 nursing home deaths due to a South Florida facility losing power during Hurricane Irma. Nursing homes will now be required to have generators and 72-hour fuel supplies on site by July 1st. It's under a rule issued by Governor Rick Scott, later passed by the Florida legislature and signed into law.
And kudos to the Scott administration for taking decisive action there. The Agency for Healthcare Administration promulgated rules. There was a lot of discussion with the industry stakeholders. And I think ultimately what passed and what was signed into law, we are better, our elderly, our vulnerable, are safer for it.
While she says there is room for improvement with regard to restoring Florida's electric grid, Nunez says overall the power companies did a good job, and Governor Rick Scott agrees.
One of the things we've tried to do really well here is get our utilities back on. All of our utilities have worked well together, and we got the power back on very rapidly. For anybody that didn't have power in their first week, like my daughter, I'm sure they didn't think it was rapidly enough, but everybody actually did work really well together.
There's also talk of making the process of evacuations a bit smoother, and Governor Rick Scott commissioned Florida's Transportation Agency to do a study.
Yeah, I know FDOT did a study to see if there's ways that we can improve the evacuation, which I think everybody worked hard to make that go as smoothly as possible, but there's always ways to improve.
As for Floridians, they are encouraged to have a plan and stock up on the necessary food and supplies. Hurricane season officially begins June 1st and will end November 30th. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.